on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
The views and opinions expressed on this show are those of the sponsor, Gross & Schuster.
Welcome back to Pep Talk, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable, 850-437-1620 if you want to be part of the conversation. Our next guest, Terry Gross, he's an attorney with Gross & Schuster here in Pensacola. Welcome back to the show, sir.
Glad to be here.
So what is our topic of the week?
How about hurricane insurance?
Seems timely.
Yeah, seems timely. So, yeah, I thought I'd revisit this because actually I've become an expert, not so much representing other people, just in my own life over living in the Gulf Coast for all these years. And I do have multiple properties. And like you all, I've experienced the rate increases and what to do and this and that. And I've learned there are some tricks, there are some things to help you with insurance, and there's also advice I give you on claims. Knock on wood, it looks like we in the Gulf Breeze, Pensacola area may be escaping this certain storm, but there's always more to come. So I want to just let you, I'll just share some of my thoughts with you. In fact, I became a lawyer in 1979. And got my first job, and I put a little down payment on a small condominium on Pensacola Beach to live. And I believe I bought the condominium maybe like on September 1st or something of 1979. September 12th was Frederick. And it hit. I was right there, the Gulf side, and it slammed us. And all I got was like a garage filled with sand. So the adjuster came out and he had his notepad with him. And yeah, I've learned over time that every adjuster is different. Some are just, penny pinchers, and some just want to write your check and be done and move on. Like, they don't want to put any time into it. So this guy, I was in my 20s. I was only 25 years old. And he's talking about, he says, well, it's obviously you're going to have to, get a professional and this and that. I'll give you $5,000 to remove this sand, and if there's any sheetrock done. And I said, sure. Well, I was 25 years old, and my buddy had a wheelbarrow. And I said, what the heck? So I just dug it out myself and let it all dry. Kept the doors up, air dry, never even replaced the sheetrock. And to me, it was an easy $5,000 for a weekend's work, So anyway, that was one small tale. But anyway, so going forward, folks, for those of you that are struggling with this hurricane insurance, there are options. So the biggest thing, advice I can give you, if you get canceled or your rates are going up, these home inspections can make a huge deal, these four-point home inspections. So the 4 points, checking the roof and the air conditioning and plumbing, whatever they're doing. It depends on the outfit. There's a local outfit that does a lot, and it just depends the size of your house too. But invariably, it costs you $150 to $200. That's the inspection. In terms of insurance money, that's cheap. But if you get these home inspections, and then you may have to make some tweak it because they usually find something. So then you get some minor repairs. Your fuse box is this or whatever it is you do, if you can, you could decrease your premium on your home by thousands of dollars a year. Tremendous investment. And if you haven't had a 4-point inspection in years, you ought to at least think about it. And when you get the inspection, you pay for it. So it's yours. So if it's really bad, they say you need a new roof and stuff, you don't have to share it right away, but at least it lets you know any problems your house may have, and you could think about it. But if it comes through clean or fairly clean, then it should reduce your rates substantially. And hopefully they'll include little things. I just tell you, over the years, I found out, because sometimes when you got an agent, you'd be dealing with maybe like the secretary, and she's on the phone, and you're on the phone, and they just fill in the blank, and you sign, you don't read anything. So I noticed one time I was renewing with my homeowners, and I got a new agent, and the agent said, where is the nearest fire hydrant to your house? And I said, well, I'm the unlucky guy that has it in my front yard. She says, well, according to this form that was filled out, the nearest fire hydrant is 1,000 feet away. I said, no, it's my front yard.
Mm-hmm.
She says, well, that's going to reduce your premium by $225. And just because somebody had filled out arbitrarily and checked a box or whatever long ago, why? Nobody ever asked me. If they'd asked me, I'd have said front yard. So just little things. The nearest fire station. I had another property where the fire station was about 10 miles away, but then they put a new one about 2 miles. Believe it or not, having a fire station 2 miles away lowers your premium. I mean, just little stuff. So you should really look at these forms, because sometimes I think the agents or staff are just arbitrarily, they're not going to take an hour to interview you, but you should take 5 minutes to review that form and correct anything because they may be costing you money depending how they filled the form out. These are just little tips how to decrease your premiums. Now, some of you, I know, use Citizens. Is Citizens cheaper than traditional insurance? Absolutely. The problem with Citizens is the aftermath. Unlike other companies, they are in no hurry to pay. No customer service. They don't care if you sue them. They got a team of lawyers. I've had friends of mine had to sue them on open and obvious claims. And so it's just, so to me, if I had a choice between paying maybe $4,000 to Citizens or $6,000 for a private insurer, I'd take the $6,000, folks. That's just my bias. Pay a little bit more and so forth. When it comes to carriers, there's all kinds of great carriers, and most of us have found out if you've got your cars of Allstate or your cars with State Farm, they used to package. And some people, especially if you're waterfront, they say, well, we're not going to include your house. So they exclude you. So you got no choice. If you're not on the water, maybe you do get the package deal. Because a package deal, if you do all your cars and your home and everything with one carrier, they give you some kind of discount rate, which is nice. But when you're insuring your house, there's two types of carriers out there. And people don't know this language. This is like an insurance speak language. And I bet you over 50% of the people, when somebody says, oh, it's an all lines carrier, what does that mean? It's code speak. It's code speak for a carrier that may be viable. They may be solvent, but they're not part of the Florida Insurance Guarantee Association. So for instance, with Ivan, I had two cousins that had some insurance company and it went belly up after Ivan. So here they got all this insurance. Well, FIGA, Florida Insurance Guarantee Association, would pay up to $300,000 on behalf of any company within its network. But an all lines carrier is outside that, so they don't pay. So if you have a all lines carrier and they go belly up, you're SOL. Now, some properties, especially waterfront, you don't have a choice. So the carrier I have now is all lines. So I know the difference, but I can't get anybody to give me a quote. In fact, last year in Gulf Breeze, 2023, and I'm not the type of guy to go bear, because I think you're, most of us, even me, my biggest investment in the world is my home. That's my big, and that's true of many, many people.
Very true.
So I had no hurricane insurance for 1 year, not because I didn't want to pay the premium, not because I chose to. I couldn't find a carrier. I finally shopped it. I had to do it on my own. Every agent turned me down. So I went to all the big, Fisher Brown, Howells McLeod, McMahon, Underwood Anderson, name every big carrier you could think of in town. And they just said, we can't find insurance. Well, somebody gave me a tip. I did get a tip from a friend of mine. and I got online and I found this insurance company out of South Florida that insures all the big homes on the canal systems in Fort Lauderdale, you know, as you go through there. And these are, you know, homes that are $10, $15, $20 million homes. And I talked to them, and I did get insurance with them. I pay a pretty premium, and they were willing to insure me. They said, well, we don't have anybody up here in North Florida, so if there is a big storm, you'd be a one-off. So we don't, you know, we're not intimidated, you know, because we don't have that much insurance. So I have them right now, but they're all lines. So if they were to allegedly go belly up, then
there's no recourse.
Anyway, so far, so good. But these are just tips. So, you know, the roof tends to make a big difference. So I'll tell you, on my house, after Ivan, I replaced my roof. And I have a house that's, you know, it's got that Spanish adobe look. Mm. So we have a clay tile roof. Mm, so nice. When they were replacing my roof after Ivan, the roofer said, what type of lining do you want? And he gave me all these things. I said, well, I want the best. He says, well, it's going to cost more. So that's fine. So it was some kind of thick peeling stick. And even when they drive a nail through it, he said, when you drive the nail through it, you think that puts a hole in it. But it's sort of like glue. It absorbs around the nail. And he says, truthfully, I could put this stuff on your roof with no tile and you wouldn't have a leak for over a year till the sun got to it, really. So he says it's that good as membrane. So I put a really good membrane, and then they asked me on the roof tiles, do you want them screwed or do you want them glued? I said, I want them screwed and glued.
So I said, can you do both?
I'm going for it. So they did all that. And after Sally, I actually had just a few blow off. It was, I mean, really minor roof claim under Sally. And then I got them to do a little bit of work like that. And then I got them recertified. They said this roof is good for 30 years. Cause sometimes people, they'll say, oh, we're going to put on a shingle roof. It's a 25 year shingle roof. And then the insurance company says, well, your roof is 14 years old, sir. We won't insure you unless you get a new roof, but it's a 25 year roof. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry. Under our standards, once it's for, so if I knew they were going to play that game with me, because Ivan now happened in, my roof is 20 years old now. So I got that roofing contractor and another. I went and hired another guy, and they both said, they put affidavits that my roof had another 15 years of life with it. I suspect it's longer than that, but I'll take the 15 years. Mm-hmm. And because of that, the insurance company was fine with it. I paid the extra for these affidavits just to head them off the pass, because I knew they were going to start saying, oh, you need a new roof. And a new roof with a tile roof could be six figures.
Yeah. I mean, that's interesting. That's an option for people to get those affidavits.
Yeah, yeah. So no, and the home inspection could help you as well, because that's part of the 4-point. But since it was a tile roof, I wanted a separate quote from a roofer, not just a home inspector, mm-hmm. you know, because that's getting a little beyond what he could do. But even their punch. So when you really, these home inspections, sometimes, like I tell you what, they made me do this last time. I had to actually take out a perfectly good hot water heater, perfectly good, but it was an Ivan. So it was 20 years old and it was perfectly good. And they said, no, you got to replace it. So I replaced it, and that cost you money. And sometimes I make you replace ACs, all this stuff, because basically they want your money and they really, really don't want to pay. Mm-hmm. And then I have a beach house where I knew the roof was going to be a problem. So even before getting a quote, I just knew the roof was old. And I put in a metal roof. And again, I just told them I wanted the best membrane underneath it and whatever. And so forth. So it's a crazy world we live in. But I guess that these are the little things. So let me teach you some tricks about how to maybe save a little money. Because they do some little, I don't think it's purposeful, we all are worried about the insurance value of your house. That's what we focus on.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say I want my house insured for $300,000 because that's what I think. If it's total loss, I want $300,000. Okay, so you do that. Well, without any input from you, they are going to automatically put contents at $150,000, half of the value of your house. That's the industry first blush formula. Half the value of the house, $150,000. Who owns a $300,000 house with $150,000 of furnishings? Nobody.
Yeah.
Nobody. If you've got a $300,000 house, how about dissing your house, but you don't have Louis the 14th furniture or whatever it is?
Not even close.
right. So why are you paying for $150,000 in contents? They're not going to pay you $150,000. If it's a total loss and you come back and your house is gone, they may write you, I hope, the check for $300,000 for your house. They're not going to write you $150,000 for contents. So why pay for that? Then they start doing the other structures and they put that. Well, at my house, I don't have any other structure. I do have a boathouse in Gulf Breeze. They said, oh, we're not going to pay. That's a boathouse. Well, I said, if you're not paying for a boathouse, what is other structures? They go, well, privacy fence. I said, I don't have one. You outdoor sheds and outdoor. I said, I don't own them. I don't have a pool house. I don't have an outdoor house. I don't have any of this stuff. So why is there a line item for other structures if you're not going to pay it?
Mm-hmm.
So again, it's just these tag-ons that could increase your premium where they're doing it automatically with no input from you. So it could bring your premium down. So these are things you have to think about as you go along. So also on contents, before I forget, so let's say you do all this and you say, well, I got the $300,000 house, but I think the contents are maybe 50, counting all the beds and stereos and furniture or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's hard to get receipts because, I mean, if you bought your couch 10 years ago, how many of us have that receipt from the couch you bought 10 years ago or the dining room table?
Yeah.
Who's keeping that stuff? I mean, but at the very least, if you don't have the receipts and a storm's out there and you're worried about it, get your iPhone. And I think we all now know that if you have an Android or iPhone, there's video capability. Videotape all this stuff. Go around and videotape it so it's proof that you had this stuff. Beforehand. Also, be aware that jewelry is automatically excluded. So if you're saying, well, I got $50,000, but I got my wife's wedding ring and she's got some nice earrings and whatever, blah, blah, blah. That's not contents. You have to have a separate jewelry policy for jewelry. So don't think for 1 second, well, it's anything contents in my house. Well, no, doesn't work that way.
Mm-hmm.
So anything you want documented, you should do that as well. These are just little tips that you could think about. I think most people know by now that flood insurance nationwide is subsidized. So the federal government's involved. If you've got Allstate, if you've got Nationwide, Progressive, State Farm, your policy language should be identical because it's federal. They're just selling it, but it's not their insurance. You're not buying State Farm insurance. It's federal flood insurance. And federal flood insurance is a $250 limit with a $5,000 deductible X amount for contents. I think they give you options and contents, but it's usually like 50,000 contents, and that's federal flood. If you're on pilings, which I was, so after Ivan, I came back to my house, and it was an OMG moment.
Mm-hmm.
Devastation.
That bad.
We had a 15-foot tsunami come through our house. My house was destroyed. It took me over 2 years to get back into it.
Oh, wow.
So I knew automatically I was sick to my stomach because I said, here I am, Mr. Insurance, and I didn't buy excess flood. I had the federal flood, But I knew the claim was going to be over $250. You could just look and see the damage to the house. Until I started meeting with these adjusters and they started pointing out the policies. I fought them for 3 years and only got $145,000. So here I was sick the day of the Ivan, knowing that $250 was underinsured. I didn't even get the $250 on because they don't pay for any of the, I had a stucco house, stucco below the water line. They don't pay for a lot below the water line. They only pay for like an AC below the water line, ingress and egress, which means your steps into and out. So there's so many exclusions in that federal flood. So if you're got an old house on Pensacola Beach, one of those old cinder block houses, then yeah, they'll pay you. But if you're on pilings, there's so much they don't pay for. It was a rude awakening. And again, there's three, this, I think their first offer to me was 40 something thousand. So it took me like 3 years of arguing to get them up another 100 and nickel and dime. It was not an easy process, but I finally did that. But so that's your flood policies, but you should pretty much have it because it's very cheap unless you're in cantonment on some hill overlooking your neighbors or something. It's so cheap comparatively. Flood, you should always have it if you can. The windstorm, it's getting dicey. I don't know what they're going to do. They had the tort reform package in March of 23, and their idea to save, to help us out on our windstorm policies, was to reduce attorney's fees. So they went for the attorneys. And they did. So they reduced the attorney fees on homeowners' claims, but have our premiums gone down? Mine hasn't gone down. So they've made it maybe more difficult to find a lawyer that's willing to contest a windstorm claim, but nothing they've done has reduced our rates. And I just don't know. So, yeah, the Citizens is... You know, it's the insurer of last resort, and that really, it's better than nothing. It's better than nothing, but I hate to just rely on them. So I'm just trying to share everything. This is Terrence Gross. I'm hoping that nobody has to use your claim, but now's the time to be looking and thinking about your policies, not when it's in the Gulf, because all insurance companies say that once something is in the Gulf, you can't buy insurance. So if you hear it's 10 days out, but it's in the Gulf, they're not going to say insurance. So the time to do it is during quiet times and be deliberate about it. And I know most people, some people are saying, that's easy for you to say, well, I'm on a fixed income. And, you know, it was $2,000, now it's $4,000. They want $6,000 next year. It's tough, folks. But this is Terrence Gross. If you wish to call me, 850-434-3333, or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
All right. Thank you for being here.